Using tech to figure out how to count everyone in America. The 2020 census is coming up fast. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Every 10 years, the U.S. government sets out to do something really difficult. It counts everyone in the United States. This counting, the national census, is required by Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution, and the numbers matter. They help the government allocate billions of dollars in funding and determine political representation and even investment by private companies. The Census Bureau is moving more of its counting online, but in certain parts of the country, people are just hard to find. The City University of New York, or CUNY, has created a map pointing out what parts of the country are toughest to reach. Stephen Romaleski is director of mapping at CUNY's Center for Urban Research. I asked him what's at stake.
The census data is used to determine where programs, policy programs are implemented, where schools are built, where hospitals are developed, where social services are allocated. And researchers have determined that $600 billion or so of federal funding is based on the census count. So if the count is done wrong, or if communities are not fully counted, they might lose out.
What areas are generally hard to count?
Typically, if there are, let's say, a lot of renters, or the housing tends to be crowded, or have limited English proficiency, or there's low-income population, or single-parent households, those are the types of characteristics that are typically associated with hard-to-count areas. And people in those situations, they have a lot of pressing day-to-day priorities that maybe don't include filling out a census form.
Yeah. Let's talk about filling out census forms online. You know, looking at your map in just one of the areas where it looks like there's low response rate, the map also notes that in 2016, you know, between 60 to 80% of this area's households didn't have what the FCC would consider broadband internet connectivity. I would imagine broadband access, internet access, would be a huge barrier, right, to getting most people to fill out their census forms online?
So the Census Bureau is hoping that most people will fill out their forms online. The Census Bureau understands, though, that there's access to good internet sources is uneven throughout the country. So they're looking at these numbers also, and they're planning for probably 20% of the households across the country or so. They won't expect them to fill out the forms online, and they'll just get mailed a paper form that they'll mail back. So it's a big step the Census Bureau has taken. They think they'll be able to save money and make the whole process more efficient that way, and hopefully they will. We're really encouraged by that, and a lot of the civil rights groups are looking at that very positively. But there are concerns that still need to be addressed, and a lot of that has to do with funding from Congress. Congress really needs to step up to make sure that the Bureau has enough resources so that, you know, these types of technological advances can be carried out without a hitch.
And are there any other aspects of the census that are really being impacted by technology?
Sure. You know, the census not only leverages technology, but they help drive technology. In the 90s and early 2000s, you know, interactive maps that we see all the time and the data behind those maps, a lot of that came from the Census Bureau itself. They don't get a lot of credit for that, but that's really how it developed. You know, because they had to collect all of this information about the whole street network for the country and where to send out enumerators and how to collect the data and aggregate it and analyze it. And so they just had to do that. And then that helped drive the growth of the geographic information system industry.
That's Stephen Romaleski, director of mapping at CUNY's Center for Urban Research. Their work found that the hardest state to count is New Mexico, followed by Alaska. New York is third. Adding to worries about the 2020 census, the director of the U.S. Census Bureau resigned in May after Congress budgeted much less than the Bureau wanted for preparation and for the new electronic data collection. So far, a replacement director has not been named. Now, it turns out Marketplace tech producer Stephanie Hughes was once an enumerator. She went out and knocked on doors and counted people. And she said the hardest part was getting people to trust her as both a stranger and sometimes, depending on the neighborhood, as a woman. And she said she can imagine that people might actually feel more comfortable giving so much personal information to a computer instead of some random girl at the door. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.